because they come down, most of them, the trailers and all they pay for is just their tag. They don't even anchor it. You see, now, as long as the trailers, the wheels and tires left on, all you got to do is pay a tag. They're not paying any taxes or anything, so this is where it's hurting us so bad.
I guess it would be. Well, most schools exist on property taxes.
Yes.
We're talking about some of just the little things you have around the house. A woman, if she wanted to fix up her hair, she'd use a comb and a
brush.
And so you were, when you talk about shooting, if you were going to fire a revolver, you'd put what in there to shoot it?
A shell.
Mm-hmm. You, somebody might say, well, it wasn't a real bullet, it was just a blank.
Cartridge.
Did you ever remember your grandfather using an old straight razor or anything?
Oh, yes. My daddy had one.
Did? Oh, he sharpened them.
A razor strop.
Yeah. Talking about sharpening things, what about if he had a knife? What might your grandmother?
Well, my daddy always used what he called a whetstone, a little round stone that he used. Then he had a long one that he always kept mother's knives, carving knives.
You call that a whetstone?
Mm-hmm.
What if you get something real big, like an axe, to sharpen? What might they use?
He had a grindstone that worked with a handle, and we'd turn it like that for the axe, garden tools, and so forth.
I remember when I was a little kid, those things fascinated me. Mm-hmm.
But my uncle, he always used a file. He used to sit by hours in the yard and file, hold the hole or whatever it was, the axe between his knees, and he'd file away. But it's such a slow process, and to most people didn't do that.
You were talking about some of the things like that. Did anybody ever use coal down here?
Coal? Yes, they do, but not much. We had so much wood and all of that, so
you don't need
the coal.
Would they have any name for what the thing they carry coal in? Ever heard of it?
The bucket is that one.
I'm sure you saw this back on the farm. Sometimes they have a little, say you want to move something real heavy, and you might load it up in a little vehicle, push it like that.
A little cart?
Or the ones with one wheel, you know, with the two things. What'd you do those called?
Dolly? I believe it was a dolly.
Is that different from a wheelbarrow?
Oh, yes.
What's
a dolly is now, a wheelbarrow is scooped out, and a dolly is where if you wanted to use move a refrigerator, then it was ice boxes. Well, you use the dolly, put it on that kind of and roll it that way, but the wheelbarrow is flat, trash and garbage and things like that.
Did you ever hear that wheelbarrow call anything else besides a wheelbarrow?
Just a wheelbarrow.
And say if somebody wanted to, if you took your car to get it serviced, they do what to it? They
change the oil and grease it.
And if you got grease all over your hands, you'd say my hands are what they were all?
Greasy.
And we talked about, I think you mentioned kerosene. We talked about that some the other day. Have you ever seen a kind of makeshift lamp that's just maybe a bottle with some rags and some kerosene?
No, I don't think so. We used to, when we were out in the yard playing and so forth, my dad used to get a metal can of some sort and put old clothes, worn out clothes or something, put a little kerosene on it and kind of smother the smoke would come out of it to keep the mosquitoes and the bugs away from us, that's all. Call them a smoke pot.
Do people around here ever use the word flambeau?
I've never heard that.
Say you just built the boat, you're going to put it in the water, you say you're going to do what to the boat?
Launch the boat.
You mentioned fishing.